And then here's where it starts to get interesting. This dude was by far the third person to get a vote, the third most. It wasn't even close. Isaac Weissip was number three.
Look at that fool. He's got the greatest hair I've seen.
Best hair.
Best hair.
He's the bad boy of conspiracies. Look at that guy. That guy's going to fuck your wife and you're going to thank him for it. You're like, not all day, dude. Not all day. Right? He's great. Comes on. Him, Jay Dyer, they've come on a bunch of times, and those episodes really resonate because it's all the occult in Hollywood and movies and magic and music, and dude, he's always bringing it, dude.
What's up, everybody? This is your host of the Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture podcast, Isaac Weishaupt. Today's going to be different. We're not doing a podcast today. We're doing something much more special. A big moment in my conspiracy career. The biggest moment, I should say. The pinnacle. Was it going to be the pinnacle in the future? I don't know. But what happened was I won the coveted position on the Mount Crushmore for the Tinfoil Hat podcast. And being carved onto this thing is probably the biggest honor I could ever ask for. And I wanted to do an acceptance speech, a formal acceptance speech. Is it going to be long-winded? Yes, absolutely. this is why I'm doing it, because I'm giving you the long-form acceptance speech. There'll be no hook pulling me off the stage, no one telling me to turn off the music. You can listen to me discuss my background and history with Tinfoil Hat. And, yeah. So without further ado, let's get into it. Of course, this is the biggest honor. I'm put up here on this pedestal with Alex Jones and Eddie Bravo, which is far beyond my comprehension. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, there's another podcast out there that covers conspiracy theories, and it's called Tinfoil Hat. And I would argue it might be the largest conspiracy podcast on the planet. And I believe that could very well be possible. Sam and the boys, they started this podcast a few years back and it blew up, right? And I'll talk a little bit about my history with the show here in a minute. But first I gotta fluff up my people over there. Sam and the boys. This is honestly the peak of all compliments I could ever ask for, and I mean that. I really do. Of course I appreciate all the podcast reviews you guys have left, the book reviews, the follows, supporters who pay for ad-free shows to keep the podcast going. And over the years, you've been with me as I've been censored and kicked off of every platform. Hell, even Vimeo, who I was paying to host my videos, kicked me off. My money was no good to them. And that's the way this thing's been going. All the shadow banning and so on. But this is the biggest honor I could ask for. And to put this in context, I'm going to tell you something. Back in the day, it was around 2014, I want to say, I mailed hard copies of my first two, maybe three books that I had written at this point. Back when I was blogging primarily, just started the podcast in 2014, but I really didn't like it. I mean, I did one show a month, maybe, and it was not good. But a friend of mine, he was really into MMA, and he said, you got to check out this Eddie Bravo guy. He's really into conspiracy. And I had no idea who he was. And I ironically had met Joe Rogan when he was in Salt Lake City at a comedy show. And I handed Joe Rogan my book because he's mentioned in the book, the first book I wrote, which is not a good book. I don't recommend, okay? But I decided, okay, well, I'll mail Eddie Bravo's friends with Joe Rogan. And my buddy was like, dude, you got to send him the books. So I sent him the books. I mailed them to the 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu facility there, I believe is how I mailed them. Because I didn't know him. I didn't find a way to make contact with him. And I don't know if he ever got them. I don't know if he remembers it. Maybe he's never even seen them. But back then, this was an entirely different world. like I said, I've been living in this truther world since 2011. And I can tell you back then, in the early years, trying to find information was not easy. It was not easy. There weren't a lot of conspiracy podcasts. I remember listening to Jay Widener interviews. I remember following the truthers I followed when I first started. Freeman Fly, Greg Carwood from the Higher Side Chats, of course, the legend. Jay Dyer, you know, me and Jay were kind of like sort of ran parallel until he shot like a rocket up into InfoWars territory there. You know, shout out Jay Dyer, of course. No, that's all love. But it was a different world back then. The conspiracy podcast pool was very shallow. There wasn't a lot out there. And we were all lone wolves at this point. Greg was probably the only one that I knew that was doing a real good job of having guests and looking at information, presenting the information. His show was very good at it. So was Freeman Fly, of course. But that was kind of it, really. I mean, there's several more I'm not mentioning, but those are the ones that resonated with me. And to me, when Sam and everyone involved with the Tinfoil Hat podcast put that show together, I think that triggered something new. That's when the truther community started tribing up. And that's what I think Tinfoil Hat achieved that nobody else had really done before in that way. Sam and the crew found a way to cover conspiracy theories and have guests on in a way that's not only entertaining, but funny and engaging. And they really mastered the art of making people feel like they're part of the show, part of this tribe, the swarm, right? And that's something that I believe, this is me speaking on behalf of other people, but like I would believe that Sam's background in entertainment and comedy was a very crucial element to this. So to be put on the top of the guest list of this show leaves me absolutely speechless. And of course, now that we're 6 minutes in, what I'm talking about is they had the 500th episode in Las Vegas, and they announced the most popular guest as voted on by the Swarm. And, I made it to number 3, which I couldn't believe. And what a testament to what I would like our conspiracy world to look like. Because I don't agree with everything Alex Jones says. I don't agree with everything Eddie Bravo says. I don't believe Flat Earth. I think Alex Jones goes too hard in the paint sometimes. But, you know, I love and I appreciate that we can all hear each other out, try to flesh out what the hell is happening in our crazy world. Come together in a respectful way, because if the powers that be keep us fighting and divided, then we will never get the masses to wake up. We'll never represent a legitimate group of people. And they can keep controlling, right? I mean, hell, I don't even agree with Sam Tripoli all the time, and that's my conspiracy boo there, right? And it's funny because I actually prepared this acceptance speech before I listened to the show. Someone notified me I made it to the Mount Crushmore. And I was like, oh my God. Okay, I got to do a whole thing on this. And I just finished the podcast, and ironically, Eddie talked about this exact idea at the end of the special, talking about how Joe Rogan and Alex Jones are members of this community on some level. There's different levels of belief, and we got to give each other the space to believe it, believe these other theories or don't believe them, but be respectful and appreciate that, you know, people like Joe Rogan, he represents a very basic level of understanding. He's the one that's on some levels got the widest distribution of red pills. So it's got to be really dumbed down. It's got to be really basic. And maybe that's the level he believes at. I don't know. But yeah, it's important we all sort of give each other space and not call everyone a shill just because we don't believe in these things that other people believe in. Like I always talk about in the past, you know, I don't believe everything Alex Jones says. I don't even listen to Alex Jones. But that's my brother. That's my cousin. He's welcome to come over for Thanksgiving and sit at the table. You know what I'm saying? Now, also, I want to shout out the other two guys on the mountain, because, of course, number one was Alex Jones. Number two was Eddie Bravo. Number three was yours truly. And then the last two guys made it on the mountain were Santos Bonacci and Matt LaCroix. I haven't actually listened to their episodes. I actually don't listen to a lot of podcasts anymore. I'm so buried in my own world of research and reading and watching things that I only catch maybe an episode or two a month. So I haven't actually listened to those two guys' episodes, but they look real smart from what I saw in the descriptions. So probably worth checking out for sure if they made it onto the Mount Crushmore. Now, first off, I want to thank all my listeners. Sam let the swarm choose who would be on this mountain. So it's really thanks to you that this happened, because I know there's a lot of my listeners that are also in the swarm and vice versa. Second off, of course, I've got to thank Sam Tripoli, XG, Johnny, Mark, for allowing me to guest spot on their show so many times. I've been on there 10 times. 10 times. Going back to, gosh, I don't know, it was 2016 maybe? No, it's 2019. Sorry. Nipsey Hussle's death is what splashed me on the radar over there. Actually, I did 10 shows. I did, the first one was Nipsey Hussle. Then I'm not sure if I got this chronologically correct. Skinwalker Ranch with me and Ryan Burns. Shout out Ryan Burns. Isaac Cappy. I did a Pop Divas swap cast. A Free Britney swap cast with people like Jay Dyer and Chrissy Mayer and Jamie Hanshaw. Shout out. I did a Black Panther episode. I did an episode on They Live. I did an episode on Project Bluebeam when I released my first Alien book, Alien, UFOs, and the Occult, Your Illusion 1. Then I drug Josie out there to L.A. to go in the studio, which was a huge experience, to discuss the alien religion. And then the most recent episode was a sort of debate I had with magician Alex Kazemi, who I've been in contact with. I'm going to try to get him on my show so we can go a little deeper. It's been busy, to say the least. But yeah, shout out to all the people on the show over there for allowing me to guest on their show so many times. I believe Sam said I was the most frequent guest that they've had. And behind the scenes, Sam's given me a ton of great advice. He's helped me at times that I really screwed some things up. He knows what I'm talking about. I've made some real rookie blunder mistakes. And nothing serious. Don't get too conspiratorial on me here. Just like me screwing up, meetings that I was supposed to be in and all this stuff. Anyway, I know from experience, and I'm obviously not that close with him. Like, we're not best friends, but I've interacted with him probably more than anyone else in this truther world. The guy's got a heart of gold from what I can tell. He comes off real intense sometimes. But, you know, he's a comedian. He knows how to be entertaining. That's the beauty of the show. And to be honest, like, he's the kind of guy that would take his shirt off for you. You know what I'm saying? So when me and Josie went out to L.A. to do that ninth show that I did, I was a little nervous. Because I was like, man, these guys are rowdy. I'm going in the belly of the beast here, which is easy to do over a Zoom or a phone call, but to be in there with them, I was like, I don't know. What if these guys are like super intense? But these guys were so nice, you wouldn't believe it. I could tell you all day, you wouldn't believe me. They're extremely nice. I was a little nervous, but it felt like family hanging out with them. So a big moment to go out to LA to hang out with those guys. Third, I can't forget where I came from. I've said all this before, but I want to make sure I repeat it again. It's not without Freeman Fly giving me my first podcast interview, Greg Carlwood giving me a shot back in the day, hell, even Fringe Radio in Salt Lake City. That was my first actual kind of interview that I did on a radio show. And, you know, kind of went off the rails from there. I received a ton of inspiration from a lot of fellow truthers. They were going back in this world back in 2011. When all this was just a curiosity to me, Ryan Burns, Jay Dyer, William Ramsey, Rob Sullivan, SMQ, Michael Wan, everyone who's ever been on my show. I know I'm missing a bunch. And any show that I've been on that invited me. You know, the big ones, Dave Navarro, Chris Jericho, the champion, Chris Jericho, Sammy Scarlett, Billy Ray Valentine, Mark Devlin, Robert Phoenix. And again, I'm sure I'm missing an absolute ton of other people, but the last 10 years, I've certainly not done this on my own is what I'm trying to get at. So between all the other podcasts, the other truthers, the listeners, hell, even the people who have left comments or reviews that helped me mold my show to make it a better product, you know, this one's truly for you. And just to stretch this out a little more, I thought I'd have a little fun. Who was my favorite Tinfoil Hat guest? My favorite episode that I've heard? And again, I've certainly not listened to all of them. The Alex Jones, the one from 2019 with Eddie Bravo, where he said he wanted Eddie to choke him out. That was my favorite episode. That's easily the funniest. It was also pretty cool to see Freeman go on there. He doesn't usually do shows. I've tried to get him on my show. He won't do it. He's just, he doesn't do that, right? It's not his thing. But he did Tinfoil, which is dope. Who I would love to see on there? Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan. I hope it happens someday. I think it will. I think if Tinfoil Hat gets big enough, Joe Rogan will be on that show. Another dope guest would be Jesse the Body Ventura. Last, my favorite memory, and here's where it gets fuzzy, because I don't remember the details of this, but when I first started this thing, you got to understand something. Back in the early years of podcasting, when I started my podcast in 2014, I was literally in my car with my laptop and a PlayStation SingStar microphone, USB plugged into it, recording podcast. Quality wasn't good. I actually deleted the first like 10 podcasts because they're kind of bad. But there was many times where I would have big shows or important phone calls with shows or and when you're in this sort of entertainment realm, you get lots of calls with like television producers trying to create these shows, and you're like, oh man, it's my big moment, big Hollywood moment, and like 9 out of 10 of them fail. They never pan out to anything. But there's many times, because I worked the dreaded day job, on my lunch break I'd have to get in my car, drive over to like the local McDonald's parking lot on my lunch break to take phone calls or do interviews. I did this so many times. And I think I did my first Tinfoil Hat episode, the Nipsey Hussle show, from my car on my lunch break. I think. I could be wrong. If not, it was when I recorded my version of the Nipsey Hussle show. But anyway, I remember it being a big deal. I knew back then there was something special here. I said, oh my God, this is a big show. And little did I know, a few years later, up on the mountain. So yeah, that's, and of course, going out to LA is another favorite memory of mine. I plan on going back out to do more in studios. But yeah, check out the 500th episode of Tinfoil Hat. It is now on their feeds. I'll try to put a link in the show notes. Their Rockfin has the show, and so does their free feed. It's really cool. It starts out, they give you the history of the show and how they all sort of formed up to create this thing. Definitely worth your time. Definitely worth a listen. So check it out. Check it out. And you know, subscribe to their show. You're going to like it, of course. And if you made it to the end of this episode, this acceptance speech, I've got a discount promo code up for my Gumroad store, which is where you can get my signed paperbacks, t-shirts, coffee mugs. You can check it out. Go to gumroad.com/IsaacW and use the code SWARM, SWARM. Use that discount code and you get a little price break. My little way of celebrating and taking this little victory lap with you. So thank you for listening. Thank you for voting me to the top of the mountain with these legends. These legends. And until next time, stay woke.